As war spreads, financial risk also spreads, and we're already beginning to see several different investment companies, large investment funds, limiting withdrawals. Why? Because they don't have the liquidity that they, you know, promised to have. So some of them are saying you can only have 5% out for a given period of time, you know, maybe 5% a year, maybe 5% in a quarter, whatever. You don't get to just get all your money back. That's happening, and it's going to get a lot worse. Why? Because, well, the destruction of the energy infrastructure in the Middle East is, of course, collapsing the very thing that provides support for the petrodollar. And as wealth is destroyed through the destruction of energy infrastructure, the cascading effects will impact financial institutions, investment funds and banks and even central banks and currencies eventually, although we're not there yet. What this means is that in order to protect yourself, you need to get out of these vehicles as quickly as you can. Although, as a disclaimer, don't take this as financial advice. I'm not your financial advisor. So do your own research. But whatever you have in the system, in the investment funds, in the banks, is at risk of being frozen, essentially. Bail-ins, the great taking, frozen funds, capital controls. That's going to get a lot worse. This is why the mainstream media doesn't want you to own gold and silver, because that gives you liquidity, it gives you choice, it gives you control. Instead, they want you to be dependent on their system, the system that they control, where they can limit your withdrawals, or they can just take all your assets in a giant bail-in, and then they can force you into a CBDC with a bailout. For example, saying, hey, we have your money, but you have to sign up for the CBDC system that you don't want to sign up for because it's a surveillance system. So we are now in the early phases. The early warning signs are here. If any of you thought, oh, I'll keep my money in the banks or in the stock market or in the bonds or whatever until there are warning signs, there are now warning signs. So you've been given fair warning that it's time to take possession, self-custody. Everything else is subject to extreme risk. And as this war continues, you're going to start seeing, for example, energy producers, the Gulf states, are about to mass declare force majeure. And when they declare force majeure, that means that they are defaulting on their energy delivery contracts. When they default on those contracts, then that causes the manufacturers that had depended on those energy inputs to themselves declare force majeure. And many of those industrial manufacturers or investment companies involved in that space, many of them have investors or even investment funds investing in their operations. And then they will declare force majeure, which means the investment funds are just left holding the bag and eating all the losses, which means you, if your money is in those investment funds. So you see, there's a domino effect here. It ripples throughout the system across the world, to the point where everything gets impacted. Manufacturing, medicine, military, you know, food, obviously agriculture. We might call this the era of force majeure, because we're going to see so many different institutions and organizations defaulting on their obligations and throwing up their hands and saying, well, there's nothing we could do about it. It's war. Nothing we could do about it. They bombed our natural gas facility. Nothing we can do about it. The Strait of Hormuz is still closed. And legally, that is their defense. They can declare force majeure. It's already starting to happen. In South Korea, a chemical manufacturer has declared force majeure as well. In Taiwan, they're about to run out of natural gas. In Taiwan Semiconductor, they're about to run out of helium. That's not going to last forever. In Japan, they're already selling off U.S. government treasuries because Japan's currency and central bank is in deep trouble at the moment. In Europe, energy prices are already beginning to skyrocket, in some places more than double That's going to force closure of many industries, including automobile manufacturing in Europe. I mean, again, the domino effect of this is going to be felt worldwide. So your strategy, in my opinion, let me just put it this way. My strategy is to reduce my exposure to systems that will crater. Reduce my exposure to the banks. Reduce my exposure to the stock market. I actually don't own any stocks, so that's easy. That's already zero. Reduce exposure to investment funds. You know, anything, hedge funds, whatever you're into. All of that has counterparty risk. Only gold and silver has zero counterparty risk. Everything else has the risk, and that risk is about to skyrocket. So if you want to get physical gold and silver, I think the price is still being suppressed artificially, which means it's still a relatively good deal compared to probably where it's going. You know, because Trump is sending in 2,500 U.S. Marines for a ground invasion of Iran now. That's not going to go well. And this is the beginning of the escalation. This is the Vietnamization of the Middle East. Trump's going to get us into a multi-year quagmire with potentially tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers dying. Not hard to imagine that happening. Now, what do you think that's going to do to financial institutions and the dollar currency and, you know, derivatives? I just recently interviewed Mitch Vexler about much of this, and he warns that the collapse that's coming will be larger than anything any of us have ever witnessed. Much larger than the dot-com collapse, much larger than the subprime mortgage collapse in 2008. This will be the big one. And frankly, it's all shaping up for a perfect storm in terms of conditions to be absolutely catastrophic. I don't want to see a collapse happen, but I can't deny that we're headed straight for it. So physical gold and silver always make a lot of sense, or vaulted gold and silver, with a trusted vault that's not part of the banking system. So if you want to get physical gold and silver, of course, check out Battalion Metals. That's our affiliate sponsor. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. That's metalswithmike.com. And that's the company that was co-founded by Tucker Carlson, along with Chris Olson and his whole group that I've worked with for over 6 years. And they are high integrity. They are pro-liberty people, pro-Ron Paul people. Good people. They will treat you right. You can go to their website right now through metalswithmike.com, and you can purchase physical gold and silver and have it delivered discreetly, insured, guaranteed delivery. And you can have it in your possession, or they have vaulting services if you want to use that. That's possible too. So the number of ways that you can do this. In terms of other things that you need to have your own possession of, make sure you have your own supply of garden seeds. Do you recall that during COVID that some of the stores closed off access to the garden seeds? Do you remember that? They would not sell them. They actually blocked those off because they said that too many people would stand around the garden seeds and they would infect each other, you know, with COVID. It was all nonsense. It was just a test to see if they could close down garden seeds so they could block people from growing their own food. And it worked. So they could easily do that again. The seed supply could crater. Well, we've got seeds for you right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for garden seeds and you'll see the collections that we have there. Non-heirloom seeds. You can practice seed saving. Save them and replant them generation after generation, unlike hybrid seeds, obviously. So that's going to be important. The food scarcity is going to get very bad, along with the financial collapse that's coming. Now, the only thing that can turn this around is the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. And we should hope for that. We should hope that the Strait is open for business and all the ships can sail. Except I don't see that happening without Iran's consent. And Iran has been very clear that they will keep it closed. In fact, the new Khamenei, you know, the son of the one who was killed, assassinated by Israel, he has said we're going to keep it closed. And we're going to make demands of the West, and they've laid out those demands. And those demands include ending all economic sanctions and reparations for the damage caused, etc. those demands are not going to be met by the United States, nor Israel. And I don't see Iran budging on its demands. And so what does that mean? Well, it means the Strait of Hormuz is going to remain closed for business because no ships can transit the strait if Iran is promising to, you know, bomb them or hit them with drones or set them on fire or whatever. Thus, Iran controls the situation. And I don't care how many U.S. Marines you send in. Number one, most of them are going to get killed. And then secondly, they're still not going to be able to stop Iran from launching drones and missiles and, you know, mini submarines or whatever they've got to harass ships trying to go through the strait. So I don't see the Strait of Hormuz opening anytime soon, unless something dramatically changes, but I don't see that happening. I hope I'm wrong. But we should plan for the strait to remain closed for a long time to come. Months, maybe the rest of the year. So get prepared. Gold and silver, garden seeds, healthrangerstore.com. Again, the gold source for battalion medals, you can find them at metalswithmike.com. You can also follow my videos and podcasts at brightvideos.com and my articles and infographics at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.